This is Colourful Radio.
Vice President of BET International, the man who runs everything that you see on BET in this country, Michael D. Armstrong, is right here with us in the house, in the studio. Come on, let's make him welcome to Colourful Radio. Michael, it's great. Sometimes these things are preordained. You're with us in the studio. We didn't know you were in the country till yesterday.
Well, I knew today was the big launch, and so you know, I snuck into the country.
Oh, right, okay.
But Henry, I think that's the first time you've used the D in my name.
It's something
about the D, maybe because it's DAB, and now you're on digital. Maybe that's what my D stands for.
Well, do you know what the taping of the BET honors shortly before Barack Hussein Obama became 44th president of the United States, and you were kind enough to invite me to that at the Lincoln Center, the Lincoln Theater in Washington, D.C. Magic Johnson, Irving Magic Johnson, whom you gave an award to, said, "I got to raise the bar now that we have Barack in the White House. Therefore, I am raising the bar by calling you Michael D. Armstrong."
Well, you actually, you're being a little bit modest. You're raising the bar by your launch today on digital, and I'm really glad to be here with you today. We've been friends of Colourful since our inception. In fact, yes. Colourful was very powerful in helping us understand the media space here for BME here in the marketplace before we even launched. And so we're glad that we've got such a wonderful relationship with you and with Colourful, and so proud of you today. And I'm really glad we could be here.
Excellent. Now, Michael, you're here quite often, every few months, and each time you're signing contracts and you're further developing BET's entry into the UK marketplace. What's the latest wave?
Well, you know, we actually just celebrated 1 year on air last Friday.
That's so right,
it's kind of a bit of an anniversary for us as well. I think the next wave for us is just to continue to listen to our viewers, continue to find ways to incorporate, as we said at our launch party, a British accent into our programming. You know, we recognize what we can and can't do, and we're you know, uniquely probably the biggest black brand in the world, and by our nature a black American brand, but we're really opening up dialogue within the diaspora, and I think that by incorporating and doing more to incorporate, you know, we launched in December in Africa and a number of countries, and unfortunately, one of the companies we launched on went into liquidation. In these global economic times, it's a really tough thing.
Was that the GTV?
This was the GTV, based here in the UK. But the key is that we're still on the continent. We're on here in the UK. We're committed to the UK, as I've said many times over, for the long term. And we're glad that we're building good friendships, a good fan base. I mean, we talk to people all around the city. No matter, every time you come here, someone tells you, "Oh, I watched that show," or "I caught that show." And we're really glad that we're partnered with you, Henry. You're a heck of a journalist, by the way, on air. So we're glad that you can cover this historic time, not only for America, but for the world, with Barack Obama as our president. So,
You keep on inviting me. I'll keep on going over.
I bet you will.
Old premium economy, which is nice.
There you go. There you go.
No, it's all good. But I'm just thinking, okay, what kind of feedback have you been getting? I mean, we're used to Keisha Cole, you know, the way things are. We've seen the BET honors, the BET awards, all of these things, BET gospel. People are now clear about what you're offering here in this country. What's the feedback from the UK market?
You know, I think the feedback is mixed. I think for the most part, we get really great feedback that people can see themselves on TV.
Yeah.
And by seeing themselves and seeing their culture represented on TV, it makes them very proud.
More and more with the UK accent,
not only with the voiceover work that's done, but also with the It's My Things that we've been able to continue to make. People really like that. I think people want to see more and more local commissioning. You know,
everybody's trying to beat a path to your door. I know they're trying to go through Glenn Yearwood, your connection here. They're trying to go through me now, ever since Global View.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, man.
Maybe you can cut a deal. If you can fund their content, we'll be more than happy to look at airing it. But no, I think the key is we've been very clear. The feedback is we want more. We want to see more new content. We try to continue to add more and more new content. And I think part of that is people want to see themselves represented more. And one thing, we've got a new head of programming, Laretha Jones, who has done a really, really great job of talking about how do we continue to add a global voice to the content that we already make in the States. You know, we spend millions of dollars a year creating some of the best content. We're really moving ahead and getting into scripted and other pieces of content that have a lot of longevity for us on air. And I think the key is if we can add a global voice. So, for instance, as we have a new scripted show that we would air on BET everywhere else in the world, including North America and the Caribbean, why can't we have a British character in that show? We did it with Muyiwa and River Songs for the Celebration of Gospel, and including them into the Celebration of Gospel show as the first international act. And it went over extraordinarily well, both stateside and here. So if we can begin to think globally and act globally as a commissioning brand, even in the U.S., it'll begin to help change the way that people perceive our brand here even more positively. So we're very happy to continue on.
Michael, I know you've got a meeting. You've got so much to do. You're packed and busy schedule. We've detained you for long enough. But thank you very much for dropping into the Colorful Studios on this special DAB day for
us. Thank you. If this is what detention feels like, you can detain me anytime.
We can
detain
you. I've
had
some
good Caribbean food downstairs. very glad to be here. And I'm looking forward to coming back a year from now to celebrate your first year.
Exactly.
On digital radio. And you'll be a huge success.
Michael, thank you very much.
This is Colorful Radio.
Thank you.